Hello, and thank you for joining us for this discussion about certification of milk and dairy products. What allows us to consider regular milk kosher? After all, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, and the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, Simon Kuf Tesvav, Sif Aleph, rule that milk which is produced without on-site supervision of a Yisrael is non-kosher. Our sages feared that milk from non-kosher species of animals could get commingled with kosher milk, and they therefore prohibited the consumption of milk which does not have special full-time on-site rabbinic supervision. Milk which lacks this special supervision required by Chazal, by our sages, is halachically classified as chalav akum and is non-kosher. Why, then, are so many milk and dairy products certified as kosher in the absence of full-time on-site rabbinic supervision of the milking at the dairy farms? There is a somewhat common misconception that since no one, at least not in America, milks pigs or horses for commercial purposes, and because the government inspects dairy plants, there is nothing to worry about. This may be true on a practical level, and a minority halachic opinion, the opinion of the Pri Chadash, may in fact support it. But most halachic authorities unequivocally require that there be actual, full-time, on-site, kosher supervision to permit milk as kosher. General rationales, which explain why there is no concern of milk adulteration, are not themselves halachically meaningful, as halacha is a system whose requirements must be met and not rationalized away. See Aruch HaShulchan Yoredeya, Kuf Tesvav, paragraphs He and Vav, where this point is driven home quite forcefully. If so, what is the basis for certifying milk and dairy products which do not have full-time on-site rabbinic supervision? In his famous teshuva, his responsum, about regular, not special rabbinically supervised milk, what we call chalav stam, Rav Moshe Feinstein ruled that such milk is permissible, as governmental inspection of dairies serves as verification that milk from non-kosher animals is not present. Since governmental inspection establishes the absence of milk from non-kosher animals as a known fact, Reb Moshe stated that the halachic axiom of Anan Sahadeh, that we are virtual witnesses to this fact, pertains, and it is as if there is actual visual supervision by Klal Yisrael of the milk in domestic dairies. This teshuva can be found in Igros Moshe Yoredeya Aleph Mem Zion. In other words, regular milk can be permitted not merely because the government inspects dairy plants. The permissibility is predicated upon an halachic principle, which is established by government inspection, such that our knowledge of the absence of non-kosher milk in the milk supply, as attested to via governmental inspection, rises to the level of virtual supervision of Anan Sahadeh, as if we were literally standing in the processing facilities ourselves and supervising the dairy production, just like the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch require. In Teshuvah Memtes, Reb Moshe addressed the question of farms. Although there is governmental inspection of dairy plants, where milk is pasteurized and bottled, much of the milk comes from farms which Reb Moshe described as often lacking governmental supervision. If so, how could the rule of Anan Sahadeh apply to permit milk? Is there not a lapse in supervision, such that the milk was lacking any governmental inspection from the time it was farmed until it arrived at the dairy plant? Reb Moshe replied to the person who posed this question to him about farms that Chazal, our sages, were gozer. They made their decree only on milk at the point of its transfer to a Yisrael, referred to as Bo'al Yad Yisrael in halachic terminology. Only milk which comes to the consumer from dairy processors can be prohibited as chalav akum. Milk which is at farms and must then travel to dairy plants is not yet subject to the gezerah, the prohibition of chalav akum. Once this milk arrives at the dairy plants, it is then subject to governmental inspection, and it becomes the halachic equivalent of Chol of Israel, of supervised milk, as Anan Sahadeh applies at that point and tells us to treat the milk as rabbinically supervised. An obvious question arises in modern times, as governmental inspections of dairies do not include tests to determine the animal species from which their milk came. Government inspectors test milk for bacteria count and for the presence of antibiotics, but they do not verify by tests or otherwise which species of animal produced the milk. Such determination can be made by testing fat or casein protein ratios of milk samples, but the government does not do this. Whereas in former times, and still today at a handful of dairy plants, it was common for dairies to have on-site farms, and government inspectors would thereby physically see the animals present and verify that they're all kosher animals, such is no longer the case, as most dairy plants do not source milk from on-site farms. Rather, dairy plants ship in milk from distant farms, which are unrelated to the plants. In light of the current situation, that government inspectors do not in any way test milk to determine the source animals, nor do the plant inspectors see the milking animals, the inspections would appear to be of no use to create a situation of anansade. If so, on what do we base our heter, our stance of permissibility, of holav sam, of regular milk, in contemporary times? Based on diukim, specific phraseology, and Igros Moshe, in Teshuva Memtes, as well as in Yoredeya Chelek Aleph, Teshuva Yud Zayin, Rabbi Eli Gersten, the OU's rabbinic coordinator for Psak Halacha, understood and has convincingly demonstrated that Rabbi Moshe maintained that since Chazal were gozer only upon the final point of possession of milk, prior to its transfer to the consumer, the lack of meaningful verification at dairy plants is immaterial. So long as government inspectors visit the dairies and see that nothing is being added to the milk, and they, of course, see no non-kosher animals on site, the milk is permitted. I arranged a conference call with Rav Yisrael Belsky, one of the OU's halachic consultants and a renowned halachic authority, and Rav Zev Azdaba, rabbinic field representative at the Hava Dairies, who has worked very extensively with state and federal inspectors over the course of many years, and who provided me with reams of documentation on the details of government inspection programs and requirements. The very valuable information shared by Reb Zev, along with my own research of state and federal government documentation and discussion with dairy companies, revealed the following. Number one, currently, the state government inspects all milk farms 2 to 6 times per year. Number two, governmental, both state and federal, farm inspection protocol specifically includes a provision that only cows are in the farm's milking parlors and cow yard. This provision, formulated in terms of fowl and swine, is part of the standard farm inspection form. Although horses are permitted to be present on dairy farms, inspection protocol requires that they always be outside of the cow yard and milking parlors. Number three, federal government inspectors track the intake and output of all milk at dairy processing plants, where the milk is bottled, cheese and butter are made, and so forth. The approved source farms are identified, and they must always be farms approved by the government. The government makes sure that the exact volume of milk received at dairy plants from farms matches the amount of milk used for production and for sale. The receiving of milk, tracing it back to approved farms, and the milk's processing and shipping from the dairy in the form of milk or other dairy foods is totally monitored and accounted for. Reb Zev also related that state farm inspectors have told him that they have never encountered pigs or other livestock, besides cows, in dairy farms, cow yards, and milking parlors, and that were they to do so, they would immediately report it as part of their responsibilities. It should also be noted that dairy farm inspection protocol and all forms in all states, as well as for FDA inspectors, are uniform. In light of the current scenario, such that the farms are indeed routinely inspected for the presence of animals other than cows in the cow yards and milking parlors, and the dairy plant's inspectors work with the farm inspector's data to track the milk's disposition from milking through processing to shipping finished dairy product to its destination, Rav Belsky ruled that the heter, the permissibility of Cholav Stam, applies for those who wish to rely upon it, and that the heter is now based principally on the farm inspections rather than on the efficacy of dairy plant inspections. The correlation of data between the farm and dairy inspections extends the farm inspection's efficacy to the dairies, from which point the milk is transported to the market and retained its permissibility, according to the ruling of Rav Moshe Feinstein. It is also important to note that the current psak to permit Cholav Stam does not rely upon the rationale of Lo Bol Yad Yisrael, and may appeal to those who were not comfortable using this reasoning in previous times. For now, milk is indeed supervised by the government at the farms, unlike in the days when Rav Moshe wrote his teshuva and the farms were not inspected. The OU is privileged to continue to pave the way in kosher's technical research and to assure that halachic positions are applied correctly in light of the ever-changing food industry. Thank you so much for joining us.